And when did you start volunteering at Women's College?
October 2000. 17 years. It's today the I've got an idea it was the 20th, but I'm not sure.
See, which is very today, close. So it's then. Almost your yes. anniversary. And why did you choose to volunteer at Women's College?
Good question. I happened to have an appointment in mammograms, and there was a wonderful volunteer in there called Dorothy Tate. And she, I'd made a couple of people relax and laugh, although I was talking about the funny gowns you put on and everything. And they thanked me, you know, I'd made them relax. And Dorothy turned around to me and she said, "You really should be volunteering here, you know." And that was it. I thought, well, I think I could do this.
What do you like most about the information desk?
Feeling that I'm needed there, not feeling as though it's just something to volunteer. It really is an area where we see all kinds of people come in and have them come up and say how much it means to them to have someone smile at them. I don't know if you recall when we had the, what was it called, the access thing, where it was a machine, a computer, for a wayfinder. And
was this in the old hospital?
It was in the old hospital.
It was like a self-serve terminal.
Self-serve, yes. And then I still remember the day the woman came over and she said, "It's okay, but it doesn't give us hugs." And, you know, it doesn't smile at us. It's just the people thing. Yeah.
And how many hours on average do you volunteer a week?
Not many now. I'm cut right down. I only do one afternoon unless I need to fill in. Like next week, I'll do two afternoons. I'll come in when needed. I used to be doing 3 days a week and working at home, and it got to be too much. Yeah.
And have you ever been on the Volunteer Association's executive committee?
Yeah, I was on there. I've done the membership coordinator, public relations. I enjoyed that. And communications. So I've done the three different roles on the executive.
Yeah. Done a lot. My final question to you is, why do you feel it's important to volunteer?
Well, I think the biggest thing, it really does give something to me. It's not just giving back, which I want to do. I think there's a need for volunteers, part of it being the cuts in staff with health service. We fill a role that very often a paid person, paid staff member, would not be filling. I know the information desk, at one time it was staff, I was told, and I think that was fairly recent when I came in. But I think because we don't get a salary, we know we're doing it voluntarily. I think we give that little bit more. And I do get something from it, myself. You know, I may be tired when I go home, but boy, to go home and feel that person who's coming is, excuse me, they've just left feeling that much better because I was there. That sounds a bit big-headed of me, but it's a good feeling. We like to feel needed.
No, it's a nice feeling.
Yeah,
you do a great job on the front desk.
Thank you.
I hear that all the time, that you are the first person who greets people in the hospital, and it means a lot to people.
Yeah, it really does. People come into the hospital and they walk in that door. I mean, right away their stress levels are just gone up, and we can help alleviate that. They can go into their appointment just feeling a little bit more relaxed. Someone cares. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much